Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited today to welcome you to the first ever episode of Dory. This is the beginning of your enlightenment journey on the real estate investments. I'm so excited. Welcome. Today on the show, we are teaching you the top 5 factors to consider before venturing into any real estate investments. Now, we're giving you the very first 5 factors you need to consider before investing in any real estate or property you wish to buy. Now, 5 factors which you must take note of. If you are in this category, I would advise that you get a pen and a paper to put down these very 5 factors, because they are so very important and you don't want to miss even one of them. Now, the first of these factors is 1. You need to be clear about your real estate goals. Now, what is being clear about your real estate goals? Being clear about your real estate goals mean, 1, are you buying a property to live in it? That is the first factor you need to consider. 2, are you buying this property as a rental property? Do you wish to buy this property, you know, in order to put it out for rent so you can actually collect either a monthly or yearly fee for rental on that property, which is also a very beautiful investment tactic. Now, the third point here is, are you buying this property to keep it in order to grow the value and then resell it after a while? Now, if you ask me, this is one of the way most of the people I know who have become millionaires, even not billionaires, in real estate made it. Now, this is one really smart thing to do. Now, the second point we have here is, first of all, you need to note one of these 3 factors that I've mentioned. You need to be very clear about your real estate goals, which is, are you buying this property to live in it, or are you buying it for rental purposes, or are you buying this property to keep and allow the value to grow and then sell it later on? Now, you need to be very clear about these 3 things. Which of them is it for you? Now, secondly, you need to verify and know the title of the land or property you are about to buy. This point is very, very important. You need to know the title that the land you want to buy carry, and these things are highly verifiable. I know lots of developers or agents are not going to tell you this because they just want to get your money and put right in their pocket, okay? Now, but I'm telling you here now that if you do not know the title of the land you want to buy, I'm so sorry to, you know, break your heart, that you might just be on your own. You might just be on your own at your own expense totally. Now, we have 2 different types of land titles, and we're talking about legit land titles. We're not talking about the customary type where the king gives land to people he wants to give or sell lands to them on for a token and all. Now, if you buy your land, if you buy lands like that, my dear, I'm trying to tell you that very, very soon the government is going to come and they're going to, you know, claim ownership of that land. And sorry to break your heart, there's absolutely nothing you can do about that. Now, to avoid all these dramas, it is very important that you know the 2 different types of land title, you know, which you can find on any of the legitimate lands that you would ever put your money in. Now, the first one is the R of O paper title. I'm going to come back to tell you what that means. And then the second one, the Oga of them all, which is a C of O land title. Now, what is the R of O? The R of O land title stands for the right of occupancy. You see how that sounds? The right of occupancy, which means you're just having a right to occupy this land for a stipulated period of time. Now, once that time is over, my dear, that land does not belong to you. But the point is, you're going to buy this land with your money. It is going to be stated that you are buying this land. But what no one will tell you is, if you are buying a land with an R of O titled document, you are just more like renting that land for a while. And then when the time is over, you lose ownership of that land. Usually 99 years, according to what they say. Well, you know, I would not advise you to buy a land with an RFO document. It is not that it is not, I mean, I'm not saying you cannot buy a land, but of course, if you are ready to regulate that paper and, you know, pay all the necessary fees you need to pay to upgrade it to a CFO, of course, why not? You can go ahead and buy the RFO now. But if you want to avoid all those stress, please and please look for a CFO, a land with a CFO titled documents. Please and please, I beg you that. Now, it is very, very important that you know that. Now, we have, like in Abuja, for instance, we have a government regulated body which, you know, give or, you know, regulate these documents for you, which is the FCDA, Federal Capital Territory Development Authority. Yeah, so you need to be very familiar with this particular organization. Now, it is very important that you verify the land documents of every property you want to buy. You know, a lot of people, a lot of things, funny things happen in the industry nowadays. You see a lot of agents, mostly street agents, they just circulate papers, crazy papers, you don't even know where they actually come from. Please and please verify any paper you see before you make payments for any land. Take that paper, take the land, the plot number and the file number, take it to FCDA if you are in Abuja. Take it to FCDA and then they're going to help you verify that that land actually exists and that land is actually what wants to be sold to you. Now, once that verification has been, you know, ascertained, then you can go ahead, you know, to make further negotiations for the land and then buy if you wish. So now, the third point on my list today is you must buy from a trusted developer. You must buy from a trusted developer, not just buying from a trusted developer. This developer must have a track record of successes and a good client base of trusted and loyal clients. Okay, you must make your research, you must do your diggings, do your, you know, background search and all, and ensure that this developer you're buying from is one that everyone knows. Okay, ensure that everyone knows this developer. This developer must have been in the business for quite a while. He must have developed certain properties and people are living there without issues or anything, which simply means if you're buying from that developer, you're just going to be one of the successful clients he have, you know, within his client base. So ensure that you're not buying from a newbie, someone who is just new in the industry and you're not even sure what comes out of, you know, because we have a lot of funny developers all around town who just want to take your money and they don't deliver on what the promises they have made to you. You need to be very, very careful. Lots of developers like this everywhere. They won't just take your money and abscond. So you need to be very, very careful. You need to do your background search, you need to do your diggings just to ensure that you don't throw your money away. Now, you know, we do care about you on Tori. That is why we are telling you all these things that you need to know. So the fourth tip we're giving you today is always work with a real estate consultant and a trusted property investment advisor. What did I say? A trusted property investment advisor and a real estate consultant. Now, it is very, very safe for you to do this because these guys are very professional. They are certified, real estate consultants and dealers, okay? So they know exactly what you want. So it is very important that you work with those that even have an office. You know, they must have somewhere you can always find them. They must have been in the business for quite a while, so you can actually work with them because they have all the skills to, you know, give you the right advice that you need. If you're investing, if you want to do rentals, you can just talk to these guys and tell them. Sometimes you have the money but you don't even know what to do with it, okay? But when you have the right real estate consultant, you know, working with you, well, I am one of them, you know, we can actually advise you on the right things to do, tell you what you need to use that money for, advise you. You can just have this money with you and It might not even be enough to kind of do a certain kind of investment and you just want to put it there. It might not be productive. So that is why you need one who have seen it, who have seen people make those mistakes, so we can actually help you not make those mistakes, so we can give you value for your money. Now, this is exactly what we do on the station. So if you need any of such advice, you can always reach out to us on any of our social media handles, or you can reach out to us on our phone numbers. You can always call us. Our lines are on 24/7. Okay, we're always here for you for that. Now, the last tip we're giving you for today, I'm not happy it's the last tip, but next week we're giving you some really awesome tips. Remember, we're always here for you to give you all the secrets that you need to know no one will tell you about. Now, the last tip we're giving you for today is never pay your money to an agent. What did I say? Never pay your money to an agent. I'm holding my hands on my ears while saying this. Don't pay your money to an agent too. Insist on the account number of the developer or the real estate firm you want to buy from. You have to insist 100% that you get the account number, and make sure that the account is a corporate account that carries the name of the company. So you know that this company I'm coming to buy from, okay, this is the name I'm paying from. So let not an agent give you an account number and say, okay, let me pay the money here, we'll regulate it, we'll do this, we'll do that. Don't make such mistake. Okay, don't make such mistake. Ensure you are paying directly to the account number of the developer, and ensure that you have all the evidence of payment, because you're going to be attaching that to a file, so that when your documents come, all these things are going to comprise your land documents. So these few tips are what we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed the tip. I hope they are very helpful to you, and I want you to take really good note of these things that we have said today, because they are very, very helpful. They are extremely helpful. You might not know when you might need them, but I can advise, even if you're not buying a property now, please listen to this podcast over and over again. Write down the points that we have just taught you now, and anticipate all the beautiful things we're coming to tell you next week. Do not miss any of the episode of Tori, because this is exactly where all the help you need in terms of real estate investment lies. So until we come your way again next week, this is your host, Kingsley Ago. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week. Hello, beautiful ladies and gentlemen. What a beautiful day it is to welcome you on the second edition on the show on Tips on Real Estate Investment. Tori, you're welcome. Now, it is such a beautiful day to get enlightened. Last week, we treated some really very important, topic where we discussed five major things you need to consider before investing in any real estate investments. That was talked on the last episode, and that received a lot of that received a lot of reactions, and everyone was actually happy with what they heard. This time around, I promised you I was going to come with some really amazing topic for you this week on the show. Now, this week the topic is converting your little savings into millions through profitable real estate investments. Now, that sounds really, really beautiful if you ask me. If you get these tips right, that might just be the beginning of your journey into the real estate investment world, where you're welcomed into the millionaires and billionaire gangs. I know that sounds really amazing and attractive, yeah? So we're jumping right into it. Now, to start with this, I think I would love to say this. Where you are today is a function of the choices you made yesterday. Think about it. Where you are today, is it where you want to be? That's a question you should ask yourself. Is this where you actually want to be? But I tell you, the choices you have made is exactly the reason why you are where you are today. I'm not saying where you are is bad, but I'm sure you can agree with me it's not good enough compared to what you want for yourself. But the good news is, it is such a good time to make the right shift. It is such an amazing time to make the right shift. It is not late, it is never late. It's just early enough, you know, to rediscover one's self. And I say this, if you have not done any real estate investment and you wish to become a wealthy person, you know, in the future, well, I don't know how wealthy you want to be, but for me, I hate mediocrity. You know, I really want to be so wealthy. Yeah, and I'm sure you also want it. Now, you see, one thing that is unavoidable, one fact that is uncontested, you know, I have never seen any real wealthy man who has no real estate investment. And I make bold to tell you that these rich men have way over 70% of their wealth attributed to real estate investment. You know, I mean, this is just the way the world works. And then if you don't understand that this is how the world works and then join the trend, I mean, you might just be left behind, or you might just be doing really fine with a mediocrity thing. You know, we cannot do that. Now, this is our goal on the Tori Show, to tell you all the tips and tricks that are going to, you know, add some really good value to your life and help you make the right decisions and, you know, make the right investment, right? Now, we're going to dive right into the tips that we have today. I have 7 amazing tips for you on how to convert your little savings into millions through profitable real estate investment, okay? Now, on our list of these tips that we have today, the first one is make a plan. Make a plan. Make a plan. You know, whatever you fail to plan, you already plan to fail, right? Now, you have made a decision, you know, to invest that little money you have into real estate, right? Now, you need to plan on how to achieve that. Now, making a plan, there are so many things to put into consideration. First of all, you need to understand which sector of the industry, because the real estate industry is such a very dynamic, you know, industry is so large. I mean, so, you know, you need to get it right. Honestly, you really, really need to get it right. And if you don't get it right, I'm afraid you might just be missing a lot of things. If you don't get it right, you make a really, really costly mistake. Now, how do you get these things right? By planning. Now, factor in which niche you want to carve out in the industry. Which aspect of the industry, which specific aspect of the industry do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on rental properties? Do you want to focus on land flip, property flipping? Do you want to focus on, you know, land banking? You know, I'll explain all these things as we go on. Now, you need to carve out a niche. You need to, you know, say this is where I want to be in the industry, because you cannot just come into the industry, you know, for the very first time and you just want to get into it big time. Okay, of course, it is very important to start small, right? It's very, very important to start small. Master the niche that you have carved out. After you master that niche that you have carved out, you can now gradually, you know, spread your tentacles right into other aspects of, you know, the industry. Now, once you are able to carve out those plans and, you know, also make strategies on how to achieve that, of course, it is very, very important for you to know that this plan, you cannot make it on your own. It is absolutely, in fact, that is the most important thing for you to know. You cannot make this plan on your own, because I'm sure in your mind you have, you know, some questions running through. I mean, how can I do this? I mean, I'm not a professional real estate consultant. I don't know anything about property investment. How can I plan? Hello, the good news is we're here. That is why we're here. I mean, consult, you know, the services of, you know, a professional real estate, you know, investment advisor or a consultant, you know, to help you through the process of this planning. These guys are going to really help you achieve your dreams. Trust me. You know, we're always here. I mean, you can always reach out to me. What's the point, you know, giving you all these tips? And I mean, now, basically, on a lighter note, now, you really need, you know, the services of a professional to make these plans. Once you have made the plan, that moves us to the second tip, which is know the market. Know the market. You know, the thing is, you need to do an extensive research, you know, on the industry you want to bring your money into. You need to do an extremely extensive research, okay, through also the help of, you know, the professional, you know, you are connecting with, okay. It's going to help you, you know, do the market survey. You're going to get to learn, you know, the various aspects of the market, you know, the dynamism of the market. You want to learn all the, you know, do's and don'ts. You want to learn all the secrets, you know. You want to learn the dynamism of, you know, location, geographical locations, okay? You, of course, I mean, you want to do, say, a rental kind of investment. You want to carve out a niche on doing rental, you know, real estate investment. You know, you want to do rental, you know, kind of investment where you buy properties, you rent them out and make money from, you know, rent and all. Now, you want to do that and then you don't understand the geographical, the dynamic geographical locations, how they differ. Then you just go to any location and then you buy a property there without even finding out the value for, you know, what the cost of, you know, house rental in that area. Is it something that is proportional to your investment? I mean, are you going to get your money back? How soon are you going to get your money when you, I mean, invest in such areas? Now you need to understand all these things. Now when you have that understanding, you now know the kind of place where you want to buy a rental property, for instance, so that when you put them out for rent, anyone that rents a house there knows automatically that, okay, I mean, the value of, you know, rental properties in this area are quite on the high side, which is good for you. Because you're going to make more money, you're going to make your money, you know, faster and, you know, get to keep your investment and, I mean, make money all the time. I mean, you have a very healthy cash flow, you know, into your bank accounts, which is very, very beautiful, I must say. Now, after that, you also need to, you know, decide on that. Once that is decided upon, you can now move ahead to the next tip we're having for the day, which is developing a niche. You need to develop a niche, you know, almost similar to the initial points we gave. You need to, you know, develop a niche. You need to, you know, carve out a specific area of the market that you want to focus on. Do you know the reason why it is very important to carve out a specific area? You cannot handle, I mean, the entire real estate industry. You cannot just want to come into the industry and you want to go into property development. I mean, you're just going to throw your money away and you're going to get stuck in the middle, you know. So it is very, very important that you start small, master the niche which you have carved part time while you learn on the business. You know, while you're, you know, staying in that small stream where you're, you know, trying to master, you're putting out your mind out to learn on the bigger aspect of the business. Now, once you're able to achieve that, you find out that you focus all your energy on, you know, this particular part you have carved out, and you're going to do perfectly well on it. Trust me, when people don't do well, it's maybe they just want to get yourself involved in everything at a time. Of course, the result is already predictable. You cannot, I mean, you know, you cannot just, you do not have two heads, okay? You cannot just do a lot of things at a time and, you know, expect the results to come out as good as it will when you have all the focus on one thing, okay? So you need to carve out a niche. You know, say you want to do land banking, just say, okay, I'm doing land banking this time around. So your goal now, you know, when you carve out a niche, your goal differ, right? Your goal vary, you know, from any niche you're carving out, the goal now varies. Now for say you want to do land banking, you know, is a strategy in real estate where you buy lands and instead of keeping the money in your account, of course, you bring it out, buy lands, look for the more affordable ones. You know, how you get to do that is, first of all, one of the I'll give you two secrets, okay? So one of them is looking for distressed properties, looking for distressed property deals, you know, where someone needs money, you know, in such, you know, an urgent manner, and then he just wants to give out the property that he have. Be on the lookout for, you know, this kind of property. That's why you need to have a network of, you know, consultants and agents who can, you know, assist you with the scouting. You know, so when you get all these kind of deals, you bring out little money you have and then you put it in those deals, and then these deals bring a lot of money for you. You can just buy the land and keep it there for a while, you know, allow the value to grow up, and then I mean you can resell and cash out, or you can do whatever you want with it. The second one is you should focus on, you know, investing in emerging areas. Emerging areas are areas that are, you know, not developed just yet, you know, but they are areas with great prospects. They are areas that have, you know, a future. You know, what are the indicators of, you know, knowing these kind of areas? Number one is they are close to town. They are close to, you know, the city centers. They are close to some really notable landmarks. You know, when you see such locations, do not hesitate to buy them, especially when you have a good deal. You know, when you have a good deal that doesn't scratch your pocket, I mean, don't hesitate, go for it. But ensure that you make, you know, adequate research. You know, go for it without hesitation. Now, keep that property there and just wait as you see the value spike so fast. Right now, one very beautiful thing about real estate investment is this is one invest real estate sector generally, I mean, and property, you know, business. Now, land and houses, they are just one thing that I know that do not experience any form of depreciation in price. I haven't seen that happen. Once you make your investment right, you know, you don't just have to worry about anything, because the value of the property you're buying just goes up. It never comes down. It just goes up. It never comes down. Now, but I have a very, very valid tip for you that you need to take to heart. What I want to tell you now is very important. So I think you should hold on to that very, very, you know, seriously. Now, investing in real estate, it is very, very important that you if you are interested in making profit, of course, first of all, I think you should have the mindset of a businessman. You should have coming into real estate, of course, you just want to know that what you actually want to make is money. You want to make profit, so you need to see yourself as a businessman who goes into business to make what profit. Now, once you have that in mind, you now know that you don't just go to invest in any property deal that comes your way. Take for instance some locations which we consider as developed locations. Okay, these locations for you as an investor is not the right place for you to invest. Yeah, it might look attractive, it might be promising, you might feel that yeah, if I invest here, I can make my money fast because it's developed. Hello, you're not going to make as much money as you will make when you buy an emerging property, and I'll tell you why. Now, these so-called developed areas you want to put your money in, first and foremost, is they're going to be way overly expensive. They're going to be outrageously expensive, except of course you have the money to, you know, put into that. I know that investors don't put their money in highbrow areas like that. Why? Because the investments, you know, curve is already at its peak. It's already at the peak stage of its investment journey. What I'm trying to say is, now, it started when that place was, say, an emerging area. You know, the price of the property was at a certain stage, at that point in time, the curve was really flat. So as it gets developed, the curve rises, and then it gets to a point where, so we're making a margin of between 10 to 10, okay? Now the curve goes right all the way from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Say the curve is at 9. So when you buy such a property, you see that you have lost all the opportunity to invest in such an area, because the gap between the curve, you know, from 1 to 9 is way too big, and that is an investment that someone has enjoyed already. So for that reason, do not invest in such a property if you want to make money from it. Go to an imagined area, a place where, well, to some people it might look like bush. We see a lot of clients saying, this place na bushu, I don't want to buy this, it's bushy, this place will not develop in the next 10 years. Hello, when you're Federal Capital Territory, for instance, Abuja, which is where we are streaming from, or Lagos, for instance, you cannot call anywhere a bush. I mean, in the real estate industry, it is actually an abomination to call any location a bush, because no location is a bush. Because I can assure you, you give any location, no matter how remote or bushy it might seem, give it 2 years or 3 years, that place becomes a full-blown city. And then how wise investors act is, they look for those properties, you know, which are still coming up, you know, but you must consider the proximity to town, the proximity to some, you know, key and then notable landmarks, you know, before you get yourself involved in it. But the good thing about this thing is their prices are way, way, way very affordable. And now imagine you're buying the property at that, you know, price. It is still at a very flat rate of its own curve, and its investment journey is just in the beginning stage. Right now, when you invest in such property, all you just need to do, just go back and you know fold your legs, sit by, and you know, enjoy the breeze while you watch the value of that property come up. And then you just watch it, you can decide to resell at any time. At any point in time you're comfortable with the profits you might have made, you can decide to sell. And then, I mean, that's a really, really smart thing to do, you know, I must say. So you must just take very good note of that. That really works, you know. So once you have done that, like I was saying before, by creating a niche, I was just giving an example of land banking, which is actually a very, very smart way to make money in the real estate industry. You know, the next thing is, tip we have here is, you need to always search for the right education and information. You need to search for the right education and information. This is the fourth tip we're giving you today. Now, education is very, very paramount, okay? It's very important. If you want to get into real estate, like I said before, you should consider this as a business, right? Now, you cannot succeed in a business you do not have the know-how about. You cannot succeed in a business that you have not, like, consumed a lot of materials to know how that business works, right? Search for the right education, you know, search for the right information, do a lot of research, go for seminars, you know, go for meetups and all, you know, just, I mean, you get to learn a lot of stuff, and then you discover that you're thriving in the industry, you know, perhaps not as a developer, you know, but just someone who have invested in real estate and you're making some really, really good money. You really need to think about these things I'm saying, because they're very, very valid. If you have not thought about them, you really need to think about them. These things are very, very easy. Don't see them as such a very big deal. You don't need all the money in the world, you know, to get into this investment. First of all, it is very important you can start with the land flipping, which is, you know, very easy. You can get lands for as low as 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. What is that money doing in your bank? Go get a land with it. Leave that land to sit back. You're not losing anything. Just give it 2 years or give it 3 years. That money is going to go way above 10 million naira, I can assure you, depending on the location that you have, you know, bought. You know, just think about it. If you need information on, you know the most profitable kind of real estate investment or lands you can buy, you know, for the purpose of this kind of investments. Why are we here? I'm here. I have 1,000,001 of them. Just call me, you know, or drop us a message, leave a comment, you know, on this podcast, and then we're going to reach out to you. We're going to take you around, give you, you know, various options of profitable, you know, investment, real estate investments, you know, properties that are going to kind of skyrocket your, you know, your finances and your investment, your ROI. Okay, so very, very important, you know, reach out to us, and we're always going to be here to help you out. And for any questions, and I mean, this education we're talking about, you ask questions, you're going to learn, you're going to hear stuff. Okay, leave your questions on the comments bar. Okay, and we're going to attend to all of your questions. You can go on our social media, you know, handles at Tori Tip Show, Tori_Tip_Show on Instagram, and we're going to answer your questions. Leave us a DM. Okay, now the fifth tip we have on the show today. Okay, first of all, I think there's something I didn't mention in the other part of the education you need to learn about. Okay, very, very important. You need to learn about some of the laws governing the industry. Very, very important. You need to learn about the laws governing the industry, so you know the limitations in your investment, and these things are, you know, limited to certain locations, you know, and aspect of the investment. So you need to learn all these information. You also, very, very importantly, need to know government policies on the industry you want to invest in. Okay, you also need to learn the common terminologies you get to hear here and there, so you don't get lost. Okay, and then get to regret much later. Okay, very, very important. You need to know that. Now, the fifth point we have on the show today: work with an investment advisor or a consultant. You know, I've been stressing on this over and over again. This is a very, very important and key thing that you need to know. You cannot know it all. You do not know it all. I think what you do is you just have the money, but you do not know what to do with it. And to help yourself achieve the goal that you have set for yourself, you need to work with a professional. You need to work with a professional, you know, to help you achieve this goal. It is very, very important that you do that. Okay, have one professional advisor, investment advisor, that can always, you know, take you through, you know, the journey of your real estate investment. Okay, so you don't make any mistake. It is very, very important that you take note of that. Okay, and we are always here. This is exactly what we do. We advise you on the most profitable, you know, real estate investment you should get yourself into. You don't have much money. You have a little money. Of course, there are properties you can buy and pay over a space of time while the value of your property is growing. You don't have to keep the money. You don't have to wait until you have all the millions. You can actually start from where you are. Trust me, you can start from where you are. These things are really, really very easy, just that you don't know. That is why the Tori Tip Show brings you all these beautiful tips to show you how easy it is to actually invest in real estate, I mean, and how profitable it is. Of course, I didn't have anything to gain, you know, but it gives me joy to tell you the truth, okay? So the next point we have on this is, you know, after once you have gotten, you know, a trusted investment advisor and a consultant, the next thing is you need to build a network of professionals and successful real estate investors. Now, this is very, very important. You need to build a network, I mean, a very strong network of professionals. You need to make friends with a lot of professionals. Of course, you don't have to pay for all the services. I mean, sometimes you don't even have to pay any money. You just need to be their client, okay? You know, they just help you out and all, you know. So just build a professional, I mean, a network. Have friends who know the things that you need the information about, okay? Now ask questions and then get, you know, feedbacks, so it can help you with your decision and help you in the journey of your investment, so you don't make mistakes, okay? Imagine having a lot of these guys, professionals and, you know, successful real estate investors who have you know, done it ahead of you. You get to learn from their mistakes, and you discover that you don't make any mistakes, or it minimizes to a very great extent the mistakes that you might make. Okay, so this is a very, very important and valid point for you to take note of. Now, the seventh tip I'm giving you today: never stop buying properties. Look out for good deals. Never stop buying properties. Look out for good deals. Never stop buying properties. Look out for good deals. I am stressing this because, trust me, I have seen this make a lot of multi-millionaires. I have seen this make a lot of people multi-millionaires. Trust me, with that little money you have, buy as many property as you can. There is absolutely nothing to lose. As far as you're sure you are buying, you know, a legit property, you're buying a property with no issue, which you can only get through the help of a professional consultant. Do not do it on your own. I sound it again. Do not do it on your own. Please work with someone who knows the do's and don'ts, who knows where to go and how to make the proper research. Please, I beg you. Okay, now once you're done with that, continue to buy as many property as you can, as many property as your hand can lay. What you can do is, when you buy property, you want land bank, okay, buy as many as you can. When the ones that you see, some of them might have, you know, the curve might have come up to a certain extent, say to 7 decibels or say 5 to 6 decibels, and that's a good you know, place where you can actually make some really good profit, way over 300% or 400%, you know, the value of your ROI. So you can go ahead and sell that property at that point in time, then buy another one. You can do the sell and then use the profits to buy more. Sell, use the profit to buy more. That way you're going to grow, you know, the number of property investment that you have. And the more investment you have in real estate, the wealthier you are. Trust me, it's not about the money, but this money is just there. I mean, you can decide, you can sleep in the night broke, I mean, without a farden, and then you wake up in the morning, decide to sell one of your property, and you're counting in hundreds of millions. Trust me, that's one amazing thing about the industry where I am. Okay, take very good note of that. We're giving you 7 points, like I said, but I think I'll be so excited to give you one bonus point today. I'm giving you this one bonus point because I love you. Now, always be on the lookout for distressed sales and emerging locations which are affordable. This point is very, very important. It's very valid, okay? Always be on the lookout for distressed sale, because the reason why I'm pointing out on this is because this is the one that is very, very profitable, because you're going to get it at a very affordable rate, because the person who is selling is in a hurry to sell, right? You're going to buy this property at a very, very affordable rate. That is for the distressed sale, okay? And at the end of the day, you can just, you know, just go relax. I mean, take a chilled but glass of water and allow the value of this property rise. At that point in time, you become the price determiner, okay? You can now sell it whichever way you want to sell it, and you're making a lot of millions. Trust me, you're making a whole lot of millions. And that's very, very beautiful. Now, again, imagine locations. Like I said in the, you know, while I was, you know, listing out some points, look for emerging locations. Do not look for locations that have already reached its own peak of its investment journey, because you're not going to make any profit from it. Trust me, you're not going to make any profit from it. Look for locations that are still coming up, but with good prospects. Please do not go and buy inside a village. Do not buy inside a village, okay? Buy the ones that is as close to town as possible, you know, because one, it's going to be easier for you to sell. Secondly, the increase in value is going to be really, really fast. Why? Because development is going to, you know, go there really fast. So it is very, very important you take note of this point. Now, on this point, we come to the end of the tip show, but before then, we're going to conclude that all these points that you see are carefully, you know, carefully put down. these things are tested and trusted. You know, a lot of mistakes has been made and learned from, and then we are taking out the mistakes and we're giving you the things that were done right here. Okay, it's very important that you take really good note of them. And I mean, the assurance is that the sky would just be your starting point. I can assure you that if you take note of these things that I said today and then you practice them, I mean, talk to us whenever you have made your decision and, you know, going into any form of real estate investment. We're going to look into what you want and then what you have at the moment, then we're going to help you get started on the process. And I can assure you that the sky is going to be your starting point. As you grow, we grow. So please always reach out to us on the Tory Tip Show, because we're always going to be here to answer your question. Always leave a comment, please. Leave a comment on the podcast. Leave a comment on our social media pages. Okay, you can visit our website at www.propertynet.ng. You know, there's a WhatsApp button there. You can just click on it, and then you can chat us directly on WhatsApp. We'll respond immediately, okay? Now, we're always here to answer your questions. You can always reach out to us. Trust us, you know, to give you the most professional and accurate, you know, property investment advice, okay? Now, until we come your way again, this is the second episode of the Tory Tip Show, and the next episode comes your way on Saturday. So stay tuned, and remember that we love you. Your host again, Kingsley. See you.